We're here at the March for the Climate in Barcelona, and I'm here with Monica, who is also coming to Paris. So Monica, why have you come to the march today?
Yes, this march is to claim the climate injustice that we are living now due to the capitalist system. And I don't know how many people we are here, but it's good because we have the occasion in all the world to do this kind of demonstrations, no? As in Paris, we can't do the demonstration, no? And I'm coming from the global campaign to dismantle corporate power and put an end to impunity. And our work is with 180 organizations and social networks in all the world. And we will be in Paris. Here we are denouncing the corporate impunity, but in Paris we'll be also doing activities with networks like La Vía Campesina or Focus on the Global South, always denouncing that there are some key drivers in climate change and in to generate climate change, there are key drivers. Those key drivers are, for example, free trade agreements like TTIP, CETA, TISA, TPP. But also you have the corporations and the impunity of corporations and the impunity in front of their dramatic social and environmental impacts is ensured thanks to the investment treaties. So this is the point.
And what faith do you have in the negotiations in Paris?
It's very difficult to say what is going to happen in the side from the negotiations in Paris. What is true is that we believe that we must continue as people to denounce. We have a lot of solutions that are bringing from the people, and this is the big solution in our analysis in front of climate change. So the government should answer, should listen to the proposals. For example, La Vía Campesina, what they are proposing in front of climate change is the peasants' agriculture, no? The small farmers' agriculture as a solution in front of the climate change, no? So this is a very pragmatical solution that is brought from social movements, from the bottom. So they should hear to that. Because what is happened now in Paris and you know, all the UN climate negotiations is that there is a corporate capture. Transnationals are really, no? Big corporations are there interfering inside the negotiations. And this is a big problem.
So system change, not climate change.
Exactly.
Thank you, Monica.
De nada.
Help us to spread the word by tweeting this program.